Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I'm recording this program on October 31, 2008, just a few days before the U.S. presidential election will come to the revelation as to who is going to be the next president. And many in the United States feel and hope that with a new president, things will dramatically change and things will get better for the U.S. and perhaps even for the entire world, especially when it comes to the present, current financial worldwide crisis. But not everybody would agree with that. I just returned from Germany and from England, and let me tell you, my friends, the anti-American feelings over there are unprecedented. And they are blaming America for the financial worldwide crisis. And they're not differentiating between bankers and political governmental officials, but it is the Americans who are to be blamed for what we are experiencing right now. And the feeling is that neither Mr. Obama nor Mr. McCain really have any solutions to the problems and that we shouldn't expect any solutions from them. Let me read to you from an article which I found in the Rhein-Neckar-Zeitung, a German daily, which said, Obama and McCain continue to build more air castles. An almost impossible task waits for the victor of the presidential elections. And still, both candidates insist on maintaining plans that would cost taxpayers trillions of dollars. Critics ask the candidates to become honest. The question for the next president is how quickly hopes of the voters will change into disappointment. So to them, it's a foregone conclusion that there will be disappointment. The only question is how quickly is it going to happen? In Germany, you find that we are told by the finance minister, Pierre Steinbrück, that a grim assessment of the country's financial health is to be expected and the risk of collapse is far from over. That's a report by the AFP from October 25. It would be wrong to lift the alarm. And another article said that there are recession rings bells ringing throughout the world. Talking about England, you'll find a terribly grim assessment of the situation. I'd like to read to you from an article by the Daily Mail, which was published on October 25. According to this article, Bank of England Deputy Governor Charlie Bean warned that the pain is just beginning, calling the situation the largest financial crisis of its kind in human history. In other words, a crisis which is actually topping the Great Depression from 1929. And again, the assessment is that it's going to last for a long, long time. In addition, this article points out that Britain will be a leading casualty amongst the European countries. And that is interesting if you think in terms of the United States of America and Great Britain, apparently these two countries and these two power blocks being the leading casualties in this financial crisis. Now, we hear about a way out of this dilemma, and the Feds have been trying to cut interest rates and have been doing so, but we all are, from all assessments, being told by about everybody that this is not a solution. In fact, all these things just seem to prolong the agony. When I was over there in Germany, Angela Merkel announced a bailout plan for the Germans, saying that all Germans should be happy and secure by the fact that the German government will bail them out. They will not lose any of their savings. Now, I talked to a director of a German bank at the time, and he just smiled. And I said, so you don't believe that's going to happen? He said, well, you can promise a lot. But if it ever came to that, the German government would be in no position to bail everybody out. It wasn't a promise which was intended to be kept. It was just a promise which was made so that you can increase the trust and confidence of the German people in the financial system. And we see the same kind of policy throughout the world, whether it's in the United States, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in England, whether it's in Asia, no matter where you look. Now, I want to read to you from an Associated Press article which was published yesterday, October 30, talking about the situation in the United States. It says, the government reported Thursday the economy shrank in the summer, the strongest signal yet that a recession may have already begun. And of course, quite frankly, we know, don't we, that the recession is already here. And all denials to the contrary, we know that, and now finally they have to admit it. It goes on to say that Treasury issued a report showing checks had been disbursed for $125 billion in payments to troubled banks. And listen to the names, according to this article. Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley. In addition, this article goes on to say that the Fed announced it was extending credit lines worth $30 billion each to the central banks of Brazil, Mexico, South Korea, and Singapore. While I was in Germany, it was announced that the island of Iceland had become bankrupt. And now reports are being circulated in the European press that other countries will file for bankruptcy. Countries, my friends, I'm talking about, not just banks. Countries like Spain, like Greece, like Hungary, like Romania. Do we really believe that a solution is in sight with all these bailout plans which are being announced? More than $2 trillion, they say, are set aside for these bailout plans around the world, probably a lot more than that. Now, my friends, human solution is not going to be the answer. How in the world did we even get into this mess? Now, of course, there are lots of reasons. Much have to do with greed, with the carnal mind, the carnal way of making quick money. There's an article which was published in Der Stern, a very popular German magazine, which gives you the following facts. Let me just quote them to you. The Lehman Brothers Bank has had a loss of $8.6 billion, but the boss received an annual salary of $41 million. Bear Stearns had a loss of $19.8 billion. But the boss received an annual salary of $68 million. The boss of Merrill Lynch received a severance package of $161 million, but the loss of the bank was $52 billion. And finally, the boss of Morgan Stanley received an annual salary of $40 million, but they had a loss of $11 billion. Does this tell you something? My friends, our governmental officials around the world are not going to be able to solve this financial problem. The reason is that the Bible, and yes, I am quoting the Bible, and many of you who have listened to me up until now are now getting a mental block because they are saying, oh, I don't want to hear anything about the Bible. But the Bible has prophesied these things to happen. And the Bible has prophesied that the United States of America and Great Britain will not come out of this mess. Europe, however, will. And there are reasons for that, not because they are more righteous than we. There are prophetic reasons for that. And you need to know what is prophesied. And you also need to know that there is good news, even for the United States of America, even for Great Britain. But this is not based on what human efforts can do. It is only based on what God can and will do in a few years from now. In order to learn more about what is prophesied, what you can expect to happen, what you can know will happen, please read our free booklet on the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. The Gospel of the Kingdom of God. You might have heard about the Gospel, but was it the Gospel of the Kingdom of God? And if you heard about the Kingdom of God, did you understand and do you know now what the Kingdom of God is, where it is today, where it's going to be in a few years from now, and how it will solve our problems and what it has to do with our financial crisis? You need to know these things, my friends, and here is an opportunity for you to receive this free booklet, free of charge, just writing to us and asking for a copy or going to our website and read it online. Things won't get better for a while, but they will get better when God intervenes, and He will in His due time, and I guarantee you, my friends, it will happen within the lifetime of the most of you. We are that close to the return of Jesus Christ. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.